You're listening to the Bears Brothers podcast and postgame show, the place where Bears fans across the globe hang out online after every Bears game. Now get ready, because it's time to bear down.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Bears Brothers Podcast. It's Friday, which means it's time to break down the five key matchups for Chicago's Monday night tilt against the Seattle Seahawks. If you weren't with us last week, the way we go about this is I break down four matchups in detail between the Seahawks and the Bears, and then I'm going to present you with my game breaker, the key matchup for the Chicago Bears to win the game. After I present you with all the key matchups, I will go through with the week's winning edge and decide who has the favor in each of these key matchups. So without further ado, let's kick it off with matchup number one. And for our first matchup, we're going to take a look at the special teams. And that's going to be with Tyler Lockett versus Joshua Bellamy and Jared McManus. Now, when it comes to looking at Seattle's weaponry, both on offense and special teams, it has to be Tyler Lockett as the most dangerous person on this team. He has three touchdowns in the last three seasons as a punt returner and kick returner. In addition, he averages 25.8 yards per kick return and over 8 yards per punt return. The fact that he manages these type of averages despite the amount of kicks and punts he fields is absolutely incredible. The Bears will have to keep an eye on him during every coverage team that they have, whether that's a punt or kick. The fact of the matter is, in a game that could be as close with this one, especially with a quarterback like Russell Wilson who might be able to keep a game close that they don't belong to be in, a kick return or a punt return could really change the tide of battle. That being said, the Bears have two awesome gunners at their disposal in Joshua Bellamy and Jared McManus. At every year, they are some of the top people in covering kicks and punts. So this will be a really interesting matchup to watch between three people who are at some of the best of their craft. For our second matchup, we have Akiem Hicks versus DJ Fluker. However, this matchup requires a little bit of an asterisk next to it, as DJ Fluker is currently questionable for Monday night's game against Chicago. If he isn't able to go, veteran guard J.R. Sweezy will take his place. Since we don't know exactly which of these two players will be going against Akiem Hicks on Monday night, I'm going to break down both of them. DJ Fluker was drafted in the first round of the 2013 draft to the San Diego Chargers. He made the all-rookie team when he started the majority of the season and also started all 16 games in 2014. However, his play did not remain strong. He was released from San Diego following the 2016 season before being picked up by the Giants for the entirety of the 2017 season. Now he holds a place in Seattle, but he's battled injuries throughout his career and he's doing that again now. Should he not be able to go, J.R. Sweezy will take his place, and he was drafted by the Seahawks in the 7th round of the 2012 draft. He started 3 games in his inaugural 2012 season and was a key guard throughout the Super Bowl runs for Seattle in 2013 and 2014. After his successful campaign in Seattle, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers signed him to a 5-year, $32.5 million deal. However, after battling some injuries, he landed back in Seattle after being cut by Tampa Bay following the 2017 season. So obviously we have some guys who have been successful in the past, but injuries and bad play have relegated them as of recent. Either way, they're going to be having their hands full with one of the best defensive ends in football from a 3-4 alignment and Akiem Hicks. He is a monster on the defensive line, and we saw that on full display against Green Bay when he took a double team straight into Aaron Rodgers' lap and ended up with a strip sack that Aaron Rodgers was able to recover, but still was a big splash play in the game. This will be a key matchup to watch as this is one of Chicago's best players at a position in flux in Seattle. For our third matchup, we're going to flip to the offensive side of the ball with wide receiver Allen Robinson going against cornerback Shaquille Griffin. Now, Griffin's in the second year of his NFL career after being drafted by the Seattle Seahawks in the 3rd round of the 2017 draft. Last season, he appeared in 15 games, recorded 59 total tackles, 1 sack, 1 interception, and 15 passes defended. That's a solid season by the rookie, but he's going to have his hands full with the dynamic Allen Robinson, who proved on Sunday night against the Packers he is 100% recovered from that ACL tear suffered last season. In a 4-catch, 61-yard performance, Robinson showed exactly why the Bears paid him so much money in the offseason. He was dynamic, he showed explosion off the ball, and he left the Packers' defensive backs in the dust multiple times. He might not have received a bunch of targets, but he showed that he is 100% ready to come back and be a major part in Chicago's offense. This is a matchup I expect Chicago to test early and often throughout the game, as Shaquille Griffin is still a very young player and Allen Robinson is quickly proving to be the best offensive weapon the Bears have on the outside at receiver. For our fourth matchup, we're going to flip back to the defensive side of the football with Eddie Jackson versus Tyler Lockett. Yes, Tyler Lockett makes it on this matchup list twice this week. He is by far and away the most explosive weapon remaining on the Seattle offense, with Doug Baldwin likely not to play. In each of his three complete seasons, Tyler Lockett has had over 500 yards receiving. His rookie year may have been his most prolific at 664 yards and 6 touchdowns, but the fact of the matter is, Lockett has been a big play threat every single year. I'll read off his longs by each season. 49-yard long in 2015, a 57-yard long in 2016, a 74-yard long in 2017, and in just one game in 2018, he already has a 51-yard catch and run. The fact of the matter is, if the Bears want to shut down this offense, they need to shut down Tyler Lockett. As I mentioned earlier on in the show, this is a game that might be very close due to how great Russell Wilson is as a quarterback. The way that the Bears can really limit scoring is by eliminating the big play. Think back to the Green Bay game. Two of their touchdowns were on very long scores. The first long ball, of course, to Geronimo Allison, in which Aaron Rodgers threw a near-perfect pass to a one-on-one cover Geronimo Allison. Of course, it's hard to defend the perfect pass, but we still have to bring this up as a big play, as the Packers could only prove to drive down the field all the way down and march for a touchdown on one occasion on Sunday night. The other long ball, of course, was the really long play to Randall Cobb, which won the Packers the game. If the Bears can make teams drive all the way down the field with the defensive weapons that they have, it's going to be extremely difficult for offenses to score on them. And that rings true with Tyler Lockett against Eddie Jackson. Eddie Jackson is going to be the man responsible for making sure that Tyler Lockett does not get behind the defense. We saw last week on that Randall Cobb touchdown that Eddie Jackson gambled a bit on the play and tried to go for the pass breakup. That's something that we cannot have Eddie Jackson do this week. There is a difference between being aggressive and securing a victory. The fact of the matter is, the Seahawks offense doesn't have a ton of weapons. Like I've been mentioning this whole segment, the Bears need to make sure the Seahawks drive down the entire field. They haven't proven to be sufficient in the run game to this point, and they don't have consistent receiving threats that the Bears need to be afraid of. Eddie Jackson needs to make sure that he limits big gains by Tyler Lockett should he break free of underneath coverage. If he can do that, the Bears stand a much better chance of winning the game. Now that we've gone through four key matchups, it's time for the most important matchup of the week, my game breaker. For this week, it's going to be Roquan Smith versus Russell Wilson. Yes, I have the rookie linebacker being the key in this game as to shutting down Russell Wilson. We know Russell Wilson is a mobile quarterback, and I've mentioned multiple times this podcast that I think he is a phenomenal quarterback that can really piece his team together, make chicken salad out of chicken you know what. The key to shutting down Russell Wilson in a lot of ways will be as a running quarterback. Now, the advantage of having a guy like Roquan Smith over a guy like Nick Kwiatkowski is how mobile and how fluid Roquan Smith is in his movement. He is a guy who can cover sideline to sideline, which is ideal when trying to cover a running quarterback like Russell Wilson. Additionally, he's going to be able to go out and cover space against receivers who are trying to run shallow routes. When he shuts down that option for Russell Wilson, he has the closing speed to get back in on the quarterback before he's able to do a lot of damage with his legs. We know that the offense of the Seattle Seahawks is in shambles. We know that their offensive line is piecemeal at this point. We cannot allow Russell Wilson to be able to extend drives and bail his offense out with his legs. And for me, that key is going to be Roquan Smith, because he is by far and away the most capable player of shutting down Russell Wilson on the QB sneak should he break contain. Now, I've been talking up Roquan Smith's abilities and physical attributes as reasons why he should be really capable of stopping the quarterback scramble. However, it's not quite going to be that simple. I do not predict Vic Fangio using a lot of snaps with the QB spy. That means a player like Roquan Smith is going to have to be extremely disciplined in his reads and progressions. He's going to have to get into pass coverage and shut down Wilson's primary option, but then get his head on a swivel and make sure Wilson isn't breaking the pocket or going downfield. This is going to be a very important matchup, as like I've said already, Russell Wilson loves to make magic happen with his feet. So whether it's going to be Roquan Smith making sure that he takes out the slack and brings Russell Wilson down on the scramble, or whether he is sticking to his man in coverage, I see Roquan Smith as a guy who is going to be the key to this game and making sure that Russell Wilson's most dynamic attributes and abilities are shut down with Roquan Smith's dynamic abilities and attributes. Now that I've gone through all five of our matchups, it's time to break down who has the edge in each one with my weekly winning edge. Let's go back up to the top with Tyler Lockett versus Joshua Bellamy and Sherrod McManus. Now, I have already acknowledged multiple times in this podcast that Tyler Lockett is the most versatile and dangerous weapon on the Seattle offense. However, I do see Joshua Bellamy and Jerry McManus being able to work together and securing and bottling up Tyler Lockett on both punt returns and kick returns. These are two of the best gunners in the game, and I am confident within their scheme they are going to be able to shut down Tyler Lockett on the punt return and kick return. This edge is going to the Bears. Number two, Akeem Hicks versus DJ Fluker / J.R. Sweezy. Not a whole lot to say about this one. Akeem Hicks is an absolute stud, someone who is able to take on double teams with ease. Neither of these guards are going to be able to stop Hicks one-on-one, and I don't see either of them being able to help a whole lot in a double team as well. I think Akeem Hicks eats against the Seattle Seahawks offensive line on Monday night. Edge is going to the Chicago Bears once again. Now we're on matchup number three. Allen Robinson versus Shaquille Griffin. I think after last week and a very promising performance from Robinson, the Bears brass is going to put a lot more effort into getting an athlete like Robinson the ball more often. And I like Robinson's ability to be able to convert those opportunities against a corner like Shaquille Griffin. There's not a lot of tape on either of these guys, but I like Robinson's chances against Shaquille Griffin, and I think they're going to give Robinson a lot more opportunities to execute and convert. This edge is also going to the Chicago Bears. On to number four, Eddie Jackson versus Tyler Lockett. Eddie Jackson has proven to be strong at some points, but I still do not believe his downfield coverage. I do not yet believe that Eddie Jackson has acquired the skills to be a shutdown guy down the field. And that proved true again on Sunday night against the Green Bay Packers. I love the potential Eddie Jackson has, but until he can prove his downfield coverage time and time again, I'm going to have to give this one to Tyler Lockett as just an explosive athlete, and I think he's going to have enough chances to convert one against Eddie Jackson. I'm going to give this key to the Seattle Seahawks. And now this brings us to our game breaker, Roquan Smith versus Russell Wilson. At this point in time, I have not seen enough from Roquan Smith to be able to give him the edge over a quarterback who has shown so much over so many years, especially considering the lack of talent that Russell Wilson has had around in the last few years. I think it will be interesting and a telling sign how Roquan Smith plays against a guy like Russell Wilson, but at this point, I'm going to give this matchup to the Seattle Seahawks. However, we're going to tally all these up, and if you look at it, the Bears have three matchups to two against the Seattle Seahawks. Does this determine the process of the game? Is this my official prediction? No. But I think it is interesting to look at three of the key matchups are looking toward Chicago's favor when you look at it on paper. That will wrap it up for me, as you now have all your key matchups heading into Monday night's game. It's another primetime deal, this time kicking off the 2018 season at Soldier Field. It'll be great to see how Coach Nagy's team responds from last week's loss, and I'm excited to see how this team will come out and play the Seattle Seahawks. Can't wait to talk with you guys about the game after Monday night. But until then, bear down, Chicago. Bear down.